Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Huge Mets day today as they beat the Atlanta Braves in game one of the doubleheader. Now are up in Milwaukee for this wild card series. I am not ignoring your one pitch, one game, one inning. I'm not ignoring that.
All right.
I will just say that the winner of this series goes to Philadelphia. And Philadelphia in the postseason, and we've seen that play, Citizens Bank, just absolutely rocking. I want a piece of that. I want a piece of it.
Let's just worry about one pitch, one inning, one game.
I want a piece
and hope
of that
Edwin Diaz is not involved.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I will say this about Edwin Diaz. I will say this. I hated the fact that he didn't cover first base. That's a disgrace. That to me is just lackadaisical laziness and not paying attention. And that bothers me. The other thing that bothers me is that he just lets guys steal bases. He's not even interested with guys on the base. I guess somebody told him someday, just worry about the batter, not the guys on the bases.
I got this poop.
Yeah, that bothers me too. But I will say, I will give him credit for telling Mendoza that he was going to get this thing, that he was going to go get the game. After Lindor saved his ass.
How'd you feel? Because Jerry brought this up, and I agree with him. How'd you feel about Matt Harvey doing the same thing in the 2015 World
Series? Yeah, I know. I mean, I felt like the manager had to take control. Now, this, unfortunately for Terry Collins, it didn't work. But for Carlos Mendoza, it did work. And, you know, Carlos has pressed a lot of the right buttons this year. He knows his team. He knows his players. It seems like they have a really
great... So it's the result, not the philosophy?
To me, it is the result, I guess, really what it comes down to. And I would just say this. Every team is different. Every relationship is different. Every year is different. And you just hope that if you're going to do what Mendoza did yesterday and it works out for you, then you are, you know, you're pushing all the right buttons on the team that you have. So you know your players. And I think he just wanted, to me, it felt like he wanted Diaz to save face. Like, well, you didn't want him to leave with the thought process. Like, I just blew this whole game, and this is going to suck.
I also think that he probably thought that he was still the best option, as bad as he was previously. I mean, he probably thinks, hell, he's still the best option if he pitches the way we know he can pitch.
I think the Brewers can be had in the first seven innings. 8-9, you got problems. They got a really good bullpen. They steal bases. That's what they do. That's who they are. And, you know, this is where the Mets, if they're going to win these games, they got to get on them early, and they can't just have the
offense
malaise.
Can't disappear. I mean, it just can't. I mean, that is the Brewers are going to score runs. There's no doubt about it. You're not going to beat them 2-1, 1-0. They're going to score. It's really about the consistency of this lineup, and it's all or nothing with them. It feels like it's either they're all hitting or nobody's hitting.
Yep.
So you know what they say?
What do they say?
Hitting's contagious.
Yeah, let's hope it's the case.
Let's hope so.
Get that lineup rolling, one after another, turning it over, pass the baton, keep it going. Next thing you know, you look up, 7 runs. Mets 7, Brewers 4.
I hope so.
You holding a book?
I just have a book. Wrote some notes down.
Wrote some notes?
Yeah.
About what?
About stuff. Just want to make sure that I'm, you know, I'm being accurate. That's all.
You wrote, what do you mean?
I wrote notes down.
About accurate about what? Like
about the game.
Oh, you wrote, but you were,
see,
you were out.
I wrote notes down, see?
Look at you.
What do you mean, look at me?
You're sitting there taking notes during the game.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I was.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Well, I did, not during
not
the game,
yesterday.
After the game.
After the game,
yes.
Took some notes. Just wanted
I was
to make
watching
sure.
The game. I just wanted to make sure that I was accurate on everything that I was talking about.
Yeah. So it was like, it was a bunch of notes on the game and then just one like giant penis he drew next to it.
Yes. Yeah. That was Edwin Diaz.
Let's go. Let's go to Spencer in Miami. What's going on, Spencer?
OMG.
What? Oh, yeah, baby. What's happening, Spence?
Met Nation. We are Yankees! Spencer Met. How you doing, boys?
Oh, no, doing great, Spencer.
Great.
Oh, as an independent, I wasn't even an independent baseball observer yesterday. I love the Mets. I mean, the Yankee fans that try to say they hate the Mets, say that the Mets aren't fun, that they're not a great story, that they're not fun to root for, are out of their minds. Yesterday was great. It's going to be a great October. The sun is shining. We're all going to have a great October. Let's watch some baseball, boys. Have a good one.
All right. Yeah. Thanks, Pres. You know, Gio and I were just talking about this. Yankees opening playoff game is Saturday night in the Bronx. Yeah, how great is that?
That is
great. The weather's good. That's what you want, man. Saturday night in the Bronx for the Yankees is awesome.
Yeah, I would love to go to. I mean, I want to hopefully the Mets come back and play at Citi Field again. Love to get to one of those games. I also like getting into Yankee Stadium for a playoff game. So maybe Saturday night. Who knows?
We'll see. Joe in Jersey. Joe, what's happening?
Yo, boom, boom. What is going on?
Not much.
Last time I saw you, we're sitting, I got to thank you first. We're sitting on the set of the NFL Today, Super Bowl Sunday at Las Vegas, and you said Chiefs. I said, what's your gut, boom? You said Chiefs. I got to thank you. You want me some coin. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're always welcome, Joe.
I'm retired, as you know, 3 years ago. I appreciate when I get an excellent coin. Next, I've seen you know I'm a humongous best fan. This was, without a doubt, there's no question, the greatest regular season game they've ever had. Every element was in there. You had the star coming through after looking to the heavens, after he saw Nimmo's homer. He looked up to the heavens, and then he comes through in the ninth inning. You had them beating a team that could have possibly not made the playoffs at their play. Every element. I mean, do you agree? The greatest Mets game you've ever seen? Regular season.
Yeah, I mean, it we've been talking about it. It is hard to top because of how the game unfolded and what it meant, meaning that you clinched a playoff berth by winning it. I mean, I have memories. I mean, the favorite game that I ever had was when the Mets beat the Braves. It was June. Here I go again, by the way.
Yeah.
It was June 30th, 2000. It was a 10-run inning. They were down 10-2, and they had a 10-run inning in the bottom of the eighth. Piazza had a home run, and Edgardo Alfonso had a hit down the third baseline to tie it. That game, and it was fireworks night. It was like the coolest thing ever. I was 18 years old. Like that, but that was in June. So you can't say that was better than this because they clinched a playoff spot, and it was in the last day of September. So, yeah, it probably is.
And by the way, I did get a couple emails and text messages yesterday from Yankee fan friends of mine that were congratulating me.
Yeah.
I said, why? But, you know, just saying, hey, you know, it's October baseball. There's really nothing like it. And this is like we felt it yesterday because getting three outs in the ninth inning seems like sometimes it's just impossible.
Yeah.
Especially when things start going downhill quickly.
Was that Joe Zappula?
Yes.
I thought so. I recognize that voice.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chris and Patrick. Chrissy, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, guys. Long time listener, first time caller. Hey, Booms, my pops grew up across the street from you. He says hello.
Who's your pop?
Mike Kelly.
Michael Kelly, yes. One of my best friends growing up, yes.
That's right. I heard a lot of the old stories. Hey, listen, I'm not going to hold you. I just wanted to bring up something real quick. As a Mets fan, we're all, you know, preconditioned to having these unfortunate events here and there, and I'm not trying to bring the vibes down. How do you guys feel about the alcohol in the locker room yesterday?
They have to celebrate, man. I'm sorry. I trust
them. They were
drinking
and they were dumping it on each other.
Right, and I trust them not to get completely sideways and then go hungover to
Milwaukee. Sometimes you play better hungover.
Yeah, I don't.
I don't see them drinking it. I see them spraying it all over themselves.
I mean, there are times if I have like an early tea time after drinking, I lose all of my gross motor skills. I can't do anything.
Your what?
Gross motor skills.
Oh, gross. You actually have motor skills?
Occasionally. Occasionally, yes. But yeah, I think I trust them to have fun and celebrate and not go overboard. And you saw Severino wasn't drinking, so I'm sure it's fine. And who knows? There's been nights, too, during the regular season where I'm sure they went out to dinner, maybe had a couple
David
same
Wells
thing.
Pitch a perfect game?
Hungover, yeah. But he's different. He's like one of those unicorns, you know, like John Daly, David Wells, some of these guys that could just do that. But they'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I actually think this momentum's going to help them. I don't think it hurts. I don't think yesterday hurts. I think yesterday helps. Bill in Chatham, New Jersey. What's up, Bill?
How you guys doing? First of all, I appreciate you guys. I love the show. Thank you for taking my call. Have you guys seen the movie Seabiscuit?
Of course, yeah.
I feel like there's a good analogy going there. Nobody believed him. He started out bad. He kept going. He kept winning. This is what this team does. And no matter what happens this season, I will be happy. But, like, let's do the damn thing. They can do this. Let's go Mets, right? Like, I feel like I'm channeling my inner boomer now. Like, stay focused.
Yep.
This is not done. And it's been an awesome season. And I just feel like at every turn, everyone wanted to put them away. And they never went away.
Yeah, I was one of those guys.
I want to see Pete Alonso up in a fourth inning with two guys on and hit a 3-run homer.
Yeah, I would love that.
And you tell me when that happens, now I'm like, okay, he's awakened.
Yeah, turn into Daniel Murphy. Carry the team offensively. Be a guy you can't get out. I mean, that would be absolutely awesome. And I was one of those guys that buried the team. I never had any belief in them. I'll be honest, I didn't. And as the season went on and we got deep into September, I had no choice but to say, They surprised the hell out of me, and I was dead wrong about them. So, yeah, but Pete Alonso turning into Pete Alonso in the postseason would be great. I know that sounds ridiculous, but Pete Alonso turning into the Pete Alonso that we know can absolutely mash at all times.
I think your example of Daniel Murphy's perfect.
You
need a guy like that to get you to where you ultimately want to get to. And it all starts this afternoon. Joe in Bay Shore. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, guys. I wanted to get your opinion. I feel like the Braves would have killed themselves to beat us in the second game if they won the first game to eliminate us from the postseason. And I'm a little disappointed that the Mets let them off the hook because they love beating the Mets.
You're right. I actually said that this morning. I saw the governor of Georgia on TV talking about Hurricane Helene last week. I told you this. And the games were going to be postponed until yesterday. And, you know, he was messing around with one of the on-air guys talking about how, you know, they love to beat the Mets down there. And, you know, and the guy on TV said, you know, we don't need to go in that direction. He goes, but you know how that goes. You know how it goes down here with the Mets.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little snide comments.
Sure. And they should, because they've stomped on the Mets and the fan base for a very long time. I don't know. I said yesterday that whoever was going to lose game one was going to win game two, no matter who it was. So I don't believe it was going to be that
way. I actually appreciated, you know, Governor Kemp's attempt at humor and his confidence about his Braves.
If I were a Braves fan or the governor of Georgia, I'd have confidence in the Braves too. All they do is win.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, how could you not?
I know.
But we don't have to worry about it. They're playing in Milwaukee. It's a nice, perfect first pitch time, and you settle
us,
in.
Yeah, for us it is.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think for most people, like, nobody wants to be up till 11:30, no matter when you get up.
Well, I was up until 11:30 last night watching football.
Yeah, well, that's just silly.
But no, it's not silly.
Yeah, silly.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you didn't need those. I'm watching those games.
Jared Goff do something no player's ever done.
Yeah.
Complete every single pass in a game.
Yeah, it's cool.
Watching Geno Smith throwing the ball 53 times.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, Brian in Northport, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, yeah. Man. What's up?
So on Sunday, my wife and I went to a bar in Huntington to meet up with an old friend. And I'll preface this by I'm a Giants fan, but the Jets, it was wall-to-wall green. And we're drinking, having a good time. And I'm watching this game, and I'm watching these Jets fans losing their minds over missed field goals like they won the Super Bowl. And watching Salah run down the sideline, the game ends. These guys scatter like roaches when the lights come on. There's no one left. They're gone. They left their food, their beer. And all I can think in my head is, you look at the time, Geno Smith 3-0, Sam Darnold 4-0. If you could turn back the clock and take either one of those, would you, and which one? Because as a Giants fan, right now, I give my left nut. Well, no, I got two kids. I give both my nuts to have either one left.
What about your right nut?
He said both. He said he would give both of his nuts. Yeah, he would give both of them. Yeah, he said left, and then he said he'd give both of them.
You know, here's the thing. It really comes down to coaching. It comes down to relationships. And it also comes down to the maturity of the player. And both of those players, while they were here for the Jets, were immature. I thought Geno Smith could have been the future quarterback for the Giants.
Yeah. And then that whole thing was just so mishandled and horrible.
But yeah, I mean, but that has been the case for both of these franchises. That position has been just an absolute
wasteland.
Blender. It's like a blender, you know, and it's just fortunate that some of these guys are able to come out of it and save their careers.
You know, it's sort of like a plant, Boomer, you know, where you plant something in the yard, you don't give it the right sun and soil.
Are we going photosynthesis here?
Yeah, yeah. You don't give it the right sun and soil and fertilizer, and the thing dies. But then, you know, you find the right spot for it, and it's got enough water, it's got enough sun, you're paying attention to it, you put it around other things, and you get the right climate. And that's where Sam Darnold is right now. He's thriving. It's the perfect time, the perfect spot. Went to San Francisco for a year, saw how they did that, got to watch that whole operation.
It's almost like he went to a fifth year of college. Like
yeah.
He went to quarterback school in San Francisco.
And there he is.
And then he also now goes to Minnesota, where they have a former quarterback as head coach calling and designing plays.
And is also one of those
disciples.
Coddle guys, you know? Coddle guy.
What's a coddle guy?
You know what a coddle guy is.
Well, a coddle guy is not like Joe Sipp.
No. A coddle guy that's like, hey, Sam, we love you, man. Don't worry about
anything
that happened.
It's like a Mike McDaniel?
Don't worry about anything that happened in the past. We love you so much. Like he did it with Kirk Cousins, too, after Mike Zimmer.
Yes.
Which is fine because it's working. He's a great coach and it's working. But he's a coddle guy, which is kind of maybe what Sam Darnold needed. He might need a coddle guy.
Well, as a former quarterback himself, Kevin O'Connell, I think that he has a great understanding of the quarterback's situational crap that he has to deal with and takes some of that pressure off of him by designing and giving him good plays and telling him, look, man, we got Justin Jefferson just even down
here. Well,
he's going to go get it.
Right, and that's the type of coach that he is, which is absolutely perfect for Sam.
Coddle guy. Had you ever said that before?
No.
I didn't think you had, because no. I had never heard that before.
No, but he is.
Like window thrower.
He's a coddle guy.
Remember when Mike said window thrower, and I came in here the next day, and I said I had not ever really heard that
description. But it works perfectly for Philip Rivers.
Yeah.
He's a window thrower. You know, he doesn't throw this receiver. He throws to the window. And he hopes those guys make plays. So he's a window thrower. He's a coddle guy.
So now this guy's a coddle guy.
He's not in your face. He's not a Belichick guy. He's not Parcells. He's a coddle guy. You know, he's a little, you know, he treats his quarterbacks like little sissy babies. Changes their diaper, puts a little cream on their butt.
Don't you feel like most coaches today are coddle guys? Brian Daboll's not a coddle guy.
No. He's not a coddle guy. Solid coddle guy. We can go through every single coach, but I do think there's probably more coddle guys than not. But
Sean
not,
Payton?
Not a coddle guy.
Okay.
No way.
Jim Harbaugh?
Not a coddle guy. Weird.
Mike McCarthy.
No, I don't think so. I'm not going to call your ass. No way. Grow up.
Andy Reid.
No, not a coddle guy. No. I mean, maybe there's not as many as I thought. Now I'm thinking about it. Like Mike McDaniel, Kevin O'Connell, 100%.
Sean McVay.
Yeah, I think deep down, coddle guy.
Cliff Kingsbury as a head coach.
He was, yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
Nick Sirianni.
I think he was a coddle guy. Now he's just, there's people with the shims out everywhere.
What about Mike Tomlin?
Mike Tomlin.
Definitely not a coddle guy. No way.
You don't think so?
No.
What about that dude in Cincinnati?
Coddle guy. Zach Taylor, 100% coddle guy.
Wow, I ain't wiping your butt. You wipe your own ass. I'm going to wipe your ass. I ain't wiping your ass. We need volunteers, not hostages. We need men, not babies.
Who else?
What about the Bucks coach, former Jet coach?
Oh, Todd Bowles. Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
Former player.
He's not a coddle guy, but he's not a hard ass either. He kind of falls in between that line. He's not going to really get in your face, but he's also not.
You don't think he's like getting all over Baker when Baker makes a mistake?
No, he probably just, Baker walks to the sideline and Todd Bowles goes, man, wasn't good. That's probably it.
That's it. How about like the nondescript coach?
Like Dave Canales?
Yes.
I thought it would have been a coddle guy, but then they benched Bryce Young. But I don't know if that was his decision or not.
It had to be his decision.
Porn addiction at Dave Canales.
But that had to be his decision, yeah. Whatever. I'm just trying. Matt Eberflus.
You coddle guy,
Matt
I think.
LaFleur.
Ooh.
No, he's not a coddle guy.
Yeah, he's young, good-looking, kind of fits that mold.
Young,
but
good-looking? You don't like have to be a coddle guy. To be young, good-looking, and
guy. Yeah, but I mean, he kind of fits that whole young guy, I'm going to coddle the players, but no, probably not. Dan Campbell, not a coddle
guy. Not a coddle guy. Although I think he is a coddle guy in a way, like he's a big softy. It's my fault. I called the wrong play.
Man, I'm sorry. Can't you see him walking into your office with his hand? Man, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. Should have never said that. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have called you a wuss in front of your family. That was really bad.
Yeah, so he's
I shouldn't have punched you in the ribs, man. I'm sorry. Just, you know, I get a little worked up. I got to work on this. You know, I am working on it. I'm going to that meeting on Wednesdays now, so I'm sorry.
Gerard Mayo, D'Amico Ryans.
I don't think either one of them are. Maybe D'Amico Ryan's a little more. Gerard Mayo seems like a little tougher.
Okay, Kyle Shanahan.
No. Nope.
No way.
So there's only a few of them. Actually, now that we've gone through them, there's only a few coddle guys. But Kevin O'Connell is
definitely a coddle guy.
He's like the
like a psychologist.
Yeah, he's like, hey, it's all right, man. You threw five picks. It's okay. It's okay. You go home, you forget about it. It's all right. But it's working with Sam Darnold.
It is, man.
So keep it going.
Keep it going, whatever it takes.
All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan at CBS Sports.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Network. It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Salakai just tell me to please drink.
What?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I mean, I just heard the end of that spot, and he's like, Surfside, please drink. And I was like, okay.
Okay.
I just say please.
That works too.
Yeah. I mean, I did hear that, right?
You did?
Okay, all right.
And I was waiting for another word.
Right.
Actually, when you were out, Eddie,
responsibly?
When Eddie was out last week, it was a tiki spot did the same thing. Please drink. And then just cut off.
So it was almost like the Phil spots.
Right. Promo code Phil.
Yeah, but you could hear that. At least this one, I think they just cut off. Please drink.
Phil.
Phil. Yeah, but Phil Sims? Oh. won two Super Bowls, and very proud of that. Had some injuries. Think about him every day.
I was watching it on TV.
There's one, I think it's that one, that commercial, that version of where he goes, I do it. Just like, for some reason, he just goes, yeah, balance of nature. You know, I take it every day. I do it.
Like, is that a Southern thing?
Yeah, I guess it's, you know, it's his old Kentucky home.
Man, I got to pick up a prescription aid from CVS. I do it.
Because maybe he's doing the whole chameleon thing.
Yeah. People ask me. People ask me all the time, why drink balance of nature? Say, because it makes me feel happy, good, part of a healthy, happy life. Phil Sims. Yeah, I do it. It's another thing that's out of place in that commercial. But we love balance of nature and all the ingredients that are in there. Onions. I love onions. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I love onions.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there you go.
Phil.
Poor Phil.
What do you mean, poor Phil? Poor
Phil. Having a great time.
He is having Phil a great time.
By the way, 8 a.m. tomorrow, Phil will join us in his weekly spot. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. Also brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Francisco Lindor reacting to the Game 1 win yesterday as the Mets are in the playoffs. What a year so far.
It's been an uphill fight. It's been an uphill fight. At one moment, I felt like we were putting ourselves in a big hole. I felt like we kept on climbing little by little.
Yeah, they were in a big hole. 11 games under 500. Here was Brandon Nimmo. Props to Lindor for doing what he did.
You guys have no idea how hard it is to play with a back. I mean, anybody who's done anything to their back, and then he's swinging, I mean, and he's hitting home runs off of big league pitching. This is unbelievable, and it's a superstar in action.
And so what can they do now for an encore? The Mets go to Milwaukee, where they just were this weekend. This was Carlos Mendoza after the game two finished up. In the locker room, obviously, there's a lot of celebrating going on, but it is back to see the Brew Crew.
Great team. They're a great team. There's a reason why, you know, they have the record. It's not going to be easy, but we'll be ready to go.
And Pat,
well, you know, three teams made it from the NL East, you know, so maybe that division wasn't all that strong. How about that?
How about that?
Oh, the Central, yeah. No, yeah. You're right. They felt like they wrapped up the division a month ago. For the most part. Here was Pat Murphy. He says his team knows how to win.
The way that group in that room created this, because they're the ones that did it. They created this, and they did it in a way they know how they did it.
Yeah, well, we know how the Mets did it by winning that first game yesterday. They did lose the second game to the Braves 3-0, so they're also going to the playoffs. So you got Mets Brewers coming up at 5:30 today. The Braves and Padres will be at 8:30 tonight. Here was Manny Machado. I think this was after the game one. I think maybe it was after game two. I don't know. But he's talking about the Braves and do they have an advantage over them in this first game?
I mean, yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, I mean, playing a doubleheader today, you know, definitely doesn't help them and benefits us in a way. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's postseason baseball. Once that game starts, once those lights turn on and, you know, both teams are going to be competing.
Yeah, no doubt. And maybe he was talking about either team, but at one point he did reference the Braves. So I'm not sure when that was, but it was certainly yesterday. In the American League today, Detroit and Houston at 2:30, and the Orioles take on the Royals at 4:10. Obviously, the news that Pete Rose passed away at the age of 83, as we have discussed all morning long as well. All right, NFL stuff. So I'm going to start with the Lions and the Seahawks. Detroit wins 42-29. Hell of a night for one Jared Goff.
Shotgun snap goes to the quarterback. Goff fakes the handoff and gives the end around to St. Brown, and then throws in the end zone. Caught by Goff at the goal line. Near side. Touchdown, Detroit. The wide receiver just threw a touchdown pass to the quarterback. Now we have seen it all. Wow.
Amon-Ra St. Brown to
Goff.
Who had a perfect night, 18 of 18, 292 yards, two touchdowns, and the touchdown reception. So you got to figure they win. They score a lot of points. The game ball is handed out in the locker room, as the Lions did post this morning on social media. Dan Campbell.
It's a good win, gentlemen. I got three game balls. Ben Johnson, let's go.
All right, Ben Johnson.
When they cover zero our ass, 70-yard touchdown right through the defense.
Yes, sir.
Jameson Williams.
You talk about finishing the game, man. We don't have to deal with anything else. Onside kick, going back on the field. Kirby, that's a hell of a game.
Not good for Kirby. Did not mention Jared Goff. So then he goes to the podium, and they're like, Coach, Jared Goff, 18 for 18. Could you talk about him a little bit?
Yeah, well, like, I just gave the game ball to somebody else, so I feel awful right now. I knew he played a heck of a game. I did not realize he was perfect. I did not know he was literally 18 for 18.
I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry. Dude, you got to forgive me. You know, the emotion of the game and everything, I just... You know, just you're so good that it's hard. Like, sometimes you just regret, you just think you're just good. You know what I mean?
He's a coddler.
But kidding aside, if you went 18 for 18, you throw for almost 300 yards, two touchdowns, you had a touchdown catch, and he says, "I got three game balls." Are you sitting there by your locker like, am I getting the first, second, or third?
Oh, well, yeah, but you could also look over to him and say, look, we're paying you $52 million, so shut up.
True.
You know, no, that Jared's not that way. But I will say that, as I said earlier this morning, 18 of 18 passing, the most attempts without an incompletion in an NFL game in history.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
You know what that is like, you know, Dan Campbell forgetting about Jared Goff? It's like working with a guy for 10 years and not remembering the teams that he roots for. Sort of like that. You know,
like, TP and BT.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Titans topped the Dolphins 31-12. Quarterback play, not quite as good as what Jared Goff did. Miami's in trouble right now. They're 1-3. Their quarterback is injured. Are changes coming, Mike McDaniel?
To me, in a situation like this, I hadn't really been in one where we haven't had production consecutively like this. So you really have to open your mind to really all things.
Yes. Jeez.
Like quitting.
He did not say
that. Yeah, the biggest insurance policy of the last 2 years in the NFL, Joe Flacco.
No doubt.
This is why you pay a backup quarterback.
Well, that's why they paid Mike White, as G has brought it many times.
Well, they had Skylar Thompson. He got hurt. You know,
but they signed Mike White to be the backup. Skylar Thompson ended up being the third guy in that room, and then they cut Mike White to save $3 million, elevated Skylar Thompson, and now they're playing with Tyler Huntley, who's been there for 2 weeks.
Right, exactly. So there goes your insurance policy.
Mm-hmm. Lastly, we heard from the Knicks and the Nets yesterday, media day. Josh Hart was asked about the trade.
I'm not buying this. Me either. There's no way. He did a great job acting.
So, yeah, he was asked about Randall and DiVincenzo going for Karl Anthony Towns.
Seeing the reports.
What report?
Reports that Karl Anthony Towns
You got cat? Oh, wow. It's crazy.
He actually looks surprised, but I don't buy it.
I know.
There's no way. These guys are tied into everything social media-wise everywhere.
Well, I mean, but not only that, but just like the text.
They're all on text threads.
Yeah. They traded away Dante, who's been one of their guys. So there's no way.
He's got to be on that family text thread of the Knicks.
Yeah, you would think so. There's just no way.
So he played it off pretty good. Jalen Brunson wouldn't discuss it, said he couldn't. So did Tom Thibodeau. So be it. All right, time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by the family of Casamigos Tequilas and Añejo, Blanco, Cristalino, Reposado, Mezcal, and the new Casamigos Jalapeno. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it, reminding you to enjoy each moment of your day responsibly. Last hour, we were listening to Shannon Sharp struggle with the pronunciation of the Falcons kicker, or at least how to say it, much to the delight of Chad Ochocinco and their guest host, Deion Sanders.
Young way or young ho?
So then Chad chimes in.
You said young ho.
That's what he said, didn't he?
Yeah, young
hold ho. On, hold hey, on. Doug, hold on. Doug. Listen to me. Hold on. Okay.
You're having flashbacks.
You're having flashbacks. Okay.
No. That is his name.
It's Young Wei is how it's pronounced.
No, but people call him Young Ho Koo.
Because that's how it looks.
Right. So yesterday I was laughing. I was showing the guys. So it was just a picture of Young Ho Koo, and it was a post on X, just a picture of Young Ho Koo, and the caption was, "My old ho boring, but my Young Ho Koo."
God.
Yeah, we're just the worst. We're just the worst. We really are. These things make us.
Yeah.
Well, look, Deion just all of a sudden wakes up.
Like, what are you saying? You said Young Ho? That ain't what you said.
Oh, man. That was funny.
Shit.
Young Whale, Young Ho.
He was lost.
Let's just call him Skip.
There you go. Moment of the day. Enjoy.
Those guys, man, they provide us with so much entertainment.
They do. They do. I wish I could pay someone to watch them every night.
Yeah, right? Just to like let you know where the good stuff is.
Yep.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Is having David Stearns with us now give the Mets any advantage in this series? Like, is there something that he could? Because obviously, he didn't give much of an advantage in the regular season, but like in the postseason, you think he's going to like spill some dirt on these guys?
No, all I could think about from the Mets' perspective about going back to Milwaukee and playing is trying to extract the revenge from the opening series here at Citi Field starting this season. I mean, it would be poetic justice.
Well, they already had a shot. You know,
yeah, but no, but if the Mets can win this series and move on to the division round, this would be the ultimate like revenge spot. So I mean, there are so many things that fall in the Mets, I want to say, favor, just from a standpoint of like a little extra juice about wanting to win these games. But again, Milwaukee's a very good team. They have a very good bullpen. They play smart baseball. This is what killed the Mets. Remember, they made Lucas Duda field the ball and throw the ball. And we were overwhelmed in that World Series just because of the fundamentals of baseball and the way that they played, if you remember that.
Yeah, and they also went to the World Series the year before and lost and came back, and it was sort of like it was their turn.
It was their turn, yes. Yeah. And all I can tell you is that from a former player's perspective, I would want to get my pound of flesh right here and really play with that edge on my shoulder or chip on my shoulder. And I would want to win in the worst way because of the way the season started. I mean, think about the first 3 weeks of the season and just where we all were at with this team.
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, it was absolutely horrible. I remember talking about the talking point at that point was, will the Mets get back to a position where Citi Field actually has some people in it in July and August and September? That's the conversations we were having. And meanwhile, they're selling out games in September because they're in a pennant race and they grab a playoff spot. So, yeah, it was a dark time. I wonder if the players do process it like that, like remember. Because you can't really blame the Brewers for beating the hell out of them. It was their own fault. They were playing terrible.
No, true. But I think, I know in football, there's always that thought. If you lose to a team, I say, you know, the Giants just lost to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
And so they're going to play them later on in the season. You know, that's still in the back of your mind that you already lost to them once.
And right.
Football, a little bit different, a little bit more emotional, a little bit more physical.
Yeah.
So really, as they always say in baseball, you're only as good as your next day starting pitcher.
Yeah, it's one of the old adages. Yep. You want to do some old adages right now?
Baseball's 80% pitching.
Good pitching beats good hitting.
You got to come through in the clutch.
Defense wins championships?
Yep.
I gave you one earlier. Hitting is contagious.
Yes. That's a good one. Very good one.
Yeah. I don't have any other good ones right now.
I think we've probably exhausted all of these cliches.
You think?
I think so, yes.
There's got to be others. Hey, Eddie, I'm going to bring you in. I know you're talking in there, but because I feel like, give me an old baseball cliche, old baseball adage. You weren't in here, so you might give one that we already said, but. Like
hitting is contagious.
I gave another one. Good pitching beats good hitting.
Pitching is 80% of the game.
Got to be strong up the middle.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Strong up the middle. Good. Al, you got one, Al?
Hit them where they ain't.
Hit them where they ain't. Okay.
Yeah. So all these things the Mets, you know, they've got to do. They got to be strong up the middle.
One pitch, one inning, one game.
They got to hit them where they ain't.
Yep.
You know, they got to play great defense.
Severino's got to be the man.
Yeah.
Hey, Sevy's been there before. He's got some experience.
He's had some rough playoff games, man. You remember.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying now it's time for him. Get it right.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely a situation where I'm sure he wants to put a very good start on his resume in the postseason.
Yeah, but like I said, you got to get him early.
Jump on him early.
Got to jump on him early, man.
Yeah. I mean, it's I really have no idea the impact that yesterday is going to have on this game. I don't think any of us do. We could all speculate and try to figure it out. But I can make just as good of a case that yesterday's momentum and the good feeling and the celebrating and getting on that plane knowing that you're playing again and you have postseason baseball and how close you were to not having it is going to help them more than the Brewers just sitting around, you know, and watching what was happening.
You know, we know that baseball is a regional sport. We understand that. It's amazing that both teams have made it to October and are now, you know, in the playoffs together. So much so, in fact, it actually overshadows the fact that the Miami Dolphins season is crumbling before our eyes. And think about it, that was a team that was projected to be a playoff team. Now, whether or not they're going to get Tua back at any point in time, I don't know. It's only four games into the season. But that would have been the story this morning.
If both teams didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah, and we didn't have the Met game that we had.
Well, we'd probably be talking about Aaron Boone being fired. That's what we'd probably be talking about.
Yeah, but they haven't started their playoff run yet.
Yeah, but I'm talking about if they didn't make the playoffs and we were talking about...
Aaron Boone led his team to the number one seed in the
American
League.
I'm saying if they hadn't made the playoffs, that's what we'd be talking about today. But obviously
but
we know.
But both teams are in the playoffs, and because of yesterday's game, it's overshadowed the NFL games from last night.
Let's go Saturday night. Yankee Stadium, what do you think? You know, I like getting in there for one game.
Yeah, getting...
Playoff game. I do. It's crazy, but you know,
no
legend seats.
No,
we'll do one of each. Let's hope that the Mets come back and be in an NLDS game against the Phillies.
Let's just do this. Let's just worry about tonight's game right now.
All right,
that's all we have to do.
Just trying to make plans. I'm free on Saturday.
Let's just focus in.
Okay. All right.
All right.
I'm focused in. I can multitask. Okay. I'm a multitasker.
I know you are.
I'm focused in today.
You could go without Boomer if you want to.
Yeah, you could. Go with Sal.
I have gone.
Go with Frenchie.
I'm just asking him because I know this.
Frenchie likes to get, you know, liquored up. Go with him.
Oh, I see. You don't want to pay.
No. No, I have. I have paid many times to go to those legend seats. I have. And I brought a bunch of local friends and we go.
And you paid for the whole Schwartz family.
Well, no, that was Odyssey. You did that.
Oh.
I think that's why. Yeah, never mind.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.